The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go!
Go!
Okay.
So, howdy, cowboy.
Howdy, ma'am. How are you? Hello, everybody. This is Anything Goes with the beautiful, and you mean I mean talking about beautiful. She's prettier than a fresh caught trout, let me tell you. And this is Carrie Bradstreet. Hi, Carrie.
How you doing?
And my name is Larry Swanson.
And I see you got your hat on. You talked about your fishing hat.
Yeah, but my wife bought this for my birthday, because we went to the bait shop or the, sporting goods store there on 68th Street, Bill and Bob's, or Bob's and Bill's, or Mary and Jane's. I don't know what's
Bill
the name
Bob's,
of it.
I think so.
But anyway, my wife thought I put it on, and she's not real, you know, into cowboy stuff. But I mean,
no,
when
it fits you well. It's flattering, and it'll give you shade from the sun when you're out fishing.
Yeah, it's just I got to get me something so that when I got the boater going, my hat don't fly off.
Oh yeah.
So I got to do that.
There's like, you could put like Velcro on your head and Velcro in the hat.
Yeah, there you go.
Just
just sew it to my head.
Do that
You know, do something.
There is some super glue.
Yeah, sticking out with super glue. If you got any ideas, you know, one of the things we ought to do.
Put a 10-pound weight on there.
Well, we ought to set up for our phones, because we got our phones. Mm-hmm. We could have a live show where we got to get them to let us do it, though. But we have a live show and have people call in and be part of our show, and they can ask questions about that, because we got a lot of things we can talk about. We get celebrities. I mean, we like Kelly Ripper. Yeah, and all them people that, and then our man that died, that
Regis.
That.
Well, of course, there's anything. I mean, it's a pretty open category.
Yeah, and all them guys from California that does the producers and all that had the giggy eyes for you and was trying to pick you up every chance they get. I had to put a collar around her and walk her around her thing just to keep her
you
from all these
what?
Guys.
Talking about that, looking back at it, now that we know a lot about the different sex trafficking and stuff, I almost think that one guy, I don't know what he was considered, because he kept on saying, yeah, you know, come be, I've got my, this, you know, I've got a plane, he has this money, and you take this, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, I wonder if he was like a sex trafficker, was just trying to lure somebody away.
Did he have a lot of money?
Uh-huh. Remember, that was the one that I was talking to for the longest time, and had to really, my instincts were there's something not right about this, but that's what they do, is they lure people away. I must have looked younger at that time. Well, it was a long time ago.
It was not a long time ago.
Gee. Say, what about some old lady for?
This woman
she
will
can
not.
Be the bottom.
This woman will not admit that she's a beautiful woman.
That's
it's just stop it, cut it out. Oh, shut up. It's, you know, instead of just saying, well, thank you, Larry, it's always,
I know,
oh, shut up or I beat you up.
I know. I would say, if I agreed with you, I would.
You what?
I said, if I agreed with you, I would say, oh, thank you. I thought I looked pretty too.
Well, just because agree and just leave it alone.
I know.
Don't make it a big issue.
I know.
I tell my wife every day I love her and she's beautiful.
I know you said that.
And she just says, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of beautiful, I felt really guilty about not doing any projects, because the last time you said, oh, so what you been working on? I'm like, nothing. So I went and redid all my kitchen cabinets.
Oh, no.
And then my bathroom vanity cabinets. Yeah, I was going to show you. I had them all white, and then I painted them.
Oh, blue?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Well, you and my wife.
I know.
You guys are. Wow, yeah. Look at that. Well, wait. I wish we had a camera out here that we could get a close-up and show people that, you know.
Hey, look. Yeah.
I know it. I'm sorry.
No, so then, I started that again. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right.
What did he say?
I'm going to show it to the camera.
Oh.
I'll try to get one that you can see very well. I'm it this way.
Well, we're sitting here trying to figure out things.
Oh.
This is, oh, gee. Help me. But look at this. This is this morning behind my house.
Yeah, you showed me that. I told Mark that you get a lot of deer back there.
The most we ever had was 29 at one time.
Oh, I told him like a dozen or something.
Oh, no, we had a, now see this one here.
Well, we've got the ones that walk the trail.
See, yeah.
We've got the ones that walk the trail.
Yeah.
And our neighbor next door has like bird houses.
They don't shoot them, do they?
No, well, you can't. It's Wyoming. I don't think you can hunt.
Yeah.
But up on the hill by the trail, they would have like bird feeders and stuff. Well, there's like three deer come there every
day.
You know, just when it's, you can kind of see them. And of course, my dogs can smell them. And so then my dogs are barking at the deer. And I'm like, really? Nice.
You know, so a deer has scent for a mile. Can you believe that?
Well, they're not afraid of my dogs. Well,
my dogs either. They'll
like
sit
come
there.
Back all the time. I was like, are you just eating bird feed? What are you?
Well, now I haven't seen it this year, but last year we had so many deer coming in and that, and the dogs, they got used to the dogs barking, and they, for some reason, I guess somebody told the deer that my dogs can't
get out,
and they just sat there and chew. Well, watching
right,
my
just beyond the line.
Yeah, they're sitting there chewing away and looking around, and they don't, you know, they don't do it. Or turkey, we got a lot of turkey over there. Mm-hmm. So, but it's kind of fun to watch the deer eat. We feed them, but you know.
Yeah, what do you put out?
I got corn, just regular corn, corn on the cob, and then just regular 50 bags of corn. And then we put a rock salt out there so they can, yeah, you know, look that. But
yeah,
it's just fun to watch them, you know?
I know.
And when they have their little babies.
If my dogs would just watch them and not be like, ooh,
and not,
then I'll look and I'm like, because they blend in, even though it's pretty open. It's like, oh, yeah, there's three deer there, and you can hardly see them.
You know what? It's unbelievable. You can sit there and look at a deer, and he'll move, and you can see him. And you know where he is, but if he doesn't move,
they really, yes.
You're looking at them, they just blend. It's unbelievable,
yeah,
how they blend.
I know.
And they could be sitting there looking at you, and you don't even notice until they move their head. And
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
It's
fascinating. That's their camouflage. But
yeah. I like, for some reason, we don't have any rabbits, but we got fox. Got fox around our house. And it was on the computer the other day that there is a, what do you call them? Not a dog, but a coyote.
Wolf? Oh, coyote! Yes.
Yeah, right in our area.
I will
shoot a coyote.
I don't know if I would.
I'll shoot a coyote because they're killing the deer and they're killing the rabbits and they're killing everything. Number one, you're not allowed to kill them, but if they come on my property, I don't know what they can do on me.
Are there that many in this area?
Not that many, but you know, one's too much when you got a little dog there and they come up.
Oh, I know.
I was watching a show yesterday on TV about Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of things, I never knew a lot about this, but there's not that much road service in Alaska, and you have to take planes. And there's, the planes have runway, all these houses have runways and all that. And they're buying houses there for $500,000, $1 million, and that's not expensive to these people. And I'm thinking, wow. But
all in the oil industry.
But they got the fish are so, the rivers are full of fish so much, you can reach out and just grab them. You don't even have to fish for them if you don't want to. You can snag them, you know. I couldn't believe
it. Well, that's what the bears do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, you look at a bear and he's eating and things like that, and you think, I'm going to go pet him. It'd probably be the last time you ever petted anything. They look so nice, you know.
I know.
And then the white bear, or the
polar bears,
with
or
the
panda
little,
bears.
The one that, panda. No, our pandas, are they really a bear? I don't think so. I think a panda bear is they're called a bear, but I don't know if they're really.
I don't know if
they seem like they're
more like in like the kangaroo category.
Well, I don't know about kangaroos. Kangaroos can be really.
That ones that have, I don't know if pandas. No, they don't have pouches, do they?
No.
Do they have the babies like just cling on?
I think
something.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you know, I've never got cute. Up to a bear to, you know, pet. I've been in the woods when I lived up north and seen bear and tried to scare them away. So, you know, I have a piece of wood hit in a tree, you know, mm-hmm. usually they get out of there. But
or if you see the babies around and you're like, yeah. Oh,
but it makes you nervous. It really does. Yeah. So.
But I don't know if all animals have the same kind of energy instincts. They can sense fear. Or they can sense, you know, yeah. Oh, everything's fine. There's no danger.
Well, Saturday they have all these animal shows on TV. I love watching them. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, animals, they're so cute. And, you know, even these big ones, these big bears, or not bears, but cats, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's just so many.
The mother, the little babies will sit there and scrape at the mother, and the mother will kind of try to move out of the way from that. But
isn't that amazing? All animals, regardless if they grow up to be really ugly, when they're babies, they're always so cute.
Right. They are, you know.
If God made it that way, I know. I thought he'd made it that way for humans so that we'd be like, attachment. You know,
but they had a...
Do snakes really care if they got little cute snakes?
What's the guy that's the evangelist that died?
Billy Graham?
Billy Graham. You know he's still got a show on the radio.
Oh, no, I did not know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
is this his stuff or is it his son?
No, it's him.
Really?
Yeah, and he's been doing it. It's his own radio station.
And they just play all reruns?
All reruns. And every one of them. And it's really funny. He'll be talking, and then all of a sudden he'll say, well, last year in
1974
or 84, then you know, and you think, what a man that gave his life. I mean,
well, things are probably still relevant. Yeah. I mean, stuff that he talked about in the 80s is probably relevant to stuff now.
But it's when he's talking, you kind of realize, you know, here's a man that dedicated his life to Christianity, mm-hmm. and now after his death, he's still doing it, and he's still saving people from, you know, mm-hmm. from the
cross.
Well,
I feel the same way about Rush Limbaugh. Me and my husband have been listening to him since
he got married.
Yes, he just died.
He just passed away.
Almost like a week and a half ago. But now they have like a legacy program so that where his show airs, they play stuff that relevant. They have a guest host and then introduce some other things. So you still get to hear him. So you feel like he's still there because I've listened to him
for years.
30, yeah. 2 years.
Then you
and
go.
So I'm so
was
used
it hard hearing? You went.
He lost. Yeah, he had several different things. He ended up going deaf.
Yeah.
And then he got cochlear implants, and so he was able to, come back.
Yeah.
I know he had. I don't know if he had a back injury or something, where then he ended up getting had an addiction to the opioids for a while, and he had to get off from that. So then his cancer. I mean, he was diagnosed. Stage 4, and they gave him like 3 months, but he lasted a little over a year, so that gave him time to, you know, say goodbye to everybody. But still, and you're like, man, I'm just,
you know,
he's always been in my house every day.
Right. The opioids are so bad now with this.
You can watch my movie now. I'll send you the link.
Yeah, do it. I want to watch it. You know, I thought did you ever tell that guy, did you ever send that guy anything?
No, but we're just getting all into starting to do the promotion or like the slow, I don't know what the term is, but release that doing some stuff now. It's just on a creator platform that I told you about, that Gum Road. And so it's on there right now, and then he'll have it. I know he has it scheduled out so that it'll be, you know, eventually it'll be on, you know, probably the bigger streaming services at some point.
Well, what I did, what the American People Against Drugs did, we go to places that deal with substance abuse and get people back on their feet or get them off their ass.
Right.
One or the
and
other.
And that's what this is, the movie too. It's a call to action, is what he'll say. And it's giving an entertainment, but it's also giving resources and giving people knowledge about what they can do.
Right. Well, Dr. Budnick of the care unit, you know, here in Grand Rapids wrote the book for us, A Stranger in My Family. And it's so funny because what it was the marijuana.
Right, you make it sound like it's a like a predator or something, right?
Yeah, because you have to, because these people say, well, pot's illegal. Doesn't make it right, you know.
But it's still mind altering.
Yeah,
right?
It's still sad. I mean, we have abortions. To me, that's not right, just because now we can have abortions. Mm-hmm. So things, you know, you look at yourself and what you try to do for yourself, and what can I do to make
to help the community
So and the things that it's like I we did the Christian music thing which mm-hmm. did pretty well mm-hmm. And I like to do things that are entertaining but at the same time get a point across. Does that make sense?
That's what television used to kind of be. You know, I remember shows that back in like in the 70s and maybe even in the early 80s, they all kind of had a like a moral theme or something. You could just tell what the whole episode was about. I mean, it was about, you know, cheerful giving or about don't talk to strangers. I mean, it always had something that you felt like you were educated while you're entertained.
Right.
Like even in the Brady Bunch, you know, you learned how to get along with siblings. I don't know.
Right.
But now it's just, we're just going to make storyline and we're going to throw in every kind of gender we can think of and any kind of politically correct thing out there. Oh, and you have to watch it. It's like,
you know,
what happened to just telling me a story?
What's so bad about this, in my opinion, okay? With people that for the bathroom thing, where grown men can go into a bathroom with girls and not have anything. In fact, if we say something, we should be ashamed of ourselves. Or a person that is homosexual. Now, homosexual, to me, I think they're born that way. I've never woke up in the morning and thought, I want a man. You know what I mean? You just don't do that.
But I have a theory
about
a lot of them.
But at the same time, it says in the Bible that man should not lay with man.
Right, so it doesn't mean you have to act upon the desires. Right.
I mean, trust me, how long have I known you?
I have a theory, and now the more I'm learning about what's going on in the Vatican, all this kind of stuff, I almost think that a lot of young boys were molested by, you know, a priest or somebody, and that was their first sexual experience, and they just figured that I must be gay because my body reacted to this, and it's just a bodily reaction doesn't mean that they're gay. So I think that triggers in some of these young boys that I must be gay.
And you mean from the priest?
Mm-hmm.
I was raised a Catholic. It's a shame that happened, and I could never again be a Catholic. And the reason for that is that was going on for so many years, and it created
stuff
such a problem.
Going on for hundreds.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it just irritated me when all that went down. And what do you do? I mean, you know,
there's so much that doesn't hit the mainstream media, but I can share with you about what's goes on and went on at the Vatican and all the money that they've hoarded.
I think I was in ninth grade, but it was right after lunch, and I went to Holy Redeemer High School, mm-hmm. and this guy and I never got along, and he was bigger.
Can't imagine.
He was bigger than me, and it kind of always made me nervous, so I kind of stayed away from him, mm-hmm. but I got into he cornered me. And we got into a fight, and he ripped we had to wear these blue jackets every day, and tie, white shirt and a tie. And I hit him. I sucker punched him, what I did, because I knew if I didn't get the first punch in, I was in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I knocked him out. And so I'm walking back to class, and
you get in trouble.
I had this nun grab my and I thought it was him, and I turned around, and I went, bam! Her headache went off. Of course, that was the last day I went to Holy Redeemer. no, it was. It was the last
day. Do you have any pictures of you in your little school outfit? That would be, I would love to see that.
Oh, did you ever see that picture of me in the service?
Yes.
That, don't that look like my son, though?
It looks exactly like it's your son.
He does.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It's
crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Although I'm seeing pictures of my mom when she was younger in different places, and it's like, that looks like me. You know, it's just like, you know, people are like, oh, yeah. She used to tell us that we look alike, but at different stages, you know, I was like, I didn't want to look like a 40-year-old, you know, when someone said you look like your mom.
I had a sister who looked like one of our dogs. So, I just, you know.
Well, but it was a cute dog.
Well, it was not. It was really ugly.
It was one of those, with like Sharpays.
Right.
With all the skin.
It's funny how people do look like they're
They say that. Who's they? I don't know. They say that like couples, longer they're married, they kind of start to look like each other.
Oh, yeah. Don't you think that's true, though?
And people and their pets, or people tend to buy pets maybe that kind of look like them or something.
Yeah.
That they...
Well, I don't want my wife starting to look like me at all. No. I'm telling you. That'd be scary.
Well, it probably would have been more when you guys were younger.
Yeah.
That
was I ever young? Like. I think I was, yeah.
Yeah, people used to think, me and Mark like could be brother and sister, they would say, like when we were first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, how many years have you been married?
It'll be 30, let's see, 86.
You're saying
35?
35.
It'll be 35.
So we were married 10 years.
Before me, yeah.
Before you, yeah. Isn't that something? You look back at time and time just flies.
I know. It's just
I can't believe it.
Random things that I totally forgot that happened in my past. I'm like, gosh, that seems like so long ago, but it doesn't. It just seems like my kids were just little and now they're all grown up. But then there's even times before that when I was younger, and it's like I've lived a really long time, even though it doesn't really seem
like
a long time.
Yeah.
But it's like, wow.
Yeah, same with me. You know, you go, wow. You wake up in the morning and go, holy moly.
Yeah, my memory is, what I think it is my brain just only wants to keep anything it thinks might be really relevant for my good. And everything else, if it comes in, it just goes away. And so I don't remember a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's like my brain is saying, no room for that. And I don't remember stuff. But then I'll be reminded or see pictures that'll bring me back. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, now I remember. And some of the things will start to come back. But otherwise, people talk, I don't remember that. Really? I said that? I did that? I don't remember that. So...
Yeah, my mother used to do that when she was alive. Always, remember when you, I remember, yeah, and I never did that. But I don't know.
There's some people, well, Lucy's one of them. It's a birthday today. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, Luce.
She's got one of those memories where she remembers.
Hey, why
everything.
Don't you come with your friend and come in and say hi to us? Be on our show.
She
you
can't
know?
Drive. She's been having surgery on her
can't
eyes.
Can we pick her up?
Oh, I guess maybe. Yeah,
you know, so I'd like to see her.
Yeah, that might be a possibility.
Talk to us and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I get a kick out of her. She's.
Yeah. I was talking to her last night, and she was showed me she had baked all these donuts. They looked like Marge's donuts, whatever she had made, and with one eye, you know, she couldn't really see. She goes, "Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was trying to make a pizza, and I was cutting up something when I couldn't see very well, and she cut her hand and." All the way down to her thigh, had to go to the emergency room.
Oh,
she's just like, don't be working with knives if you can't see very well.
Yeah, that's, so you might see a finger.
Yeah.
It looks like this.
Find a finger, right?
It looks like this right here. So.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah.
So anything else been happening? You just sat there and you started a new project in your home.
Yep.
Right?
So I started with the cabinets, and then I moved in. So then I did the cabinets in my bathroom the same. And so now I'm looking around the house. I'm thinking I probably should just take all the doors down, sand them, repaint them nice. I was painting all the old hardware so that it's, you know, like silver rather than that brass that's turned to brown. That look ugly. And so, like lots of little steps, but It just makes things look. So I think this is kind of like my spring cleaning. I kind of feel like that I'm getting in there and I'm doing all this stuff and taking drawers out that I have to paint. Well, I might as well clean them out while I got them, you know, dumping all the junk out and throwing stuff out.
Years ago, when I first got married, my wife wanted me to paint something. And a friend of mine's there and he says, I'll tell you, I wouldn't paint that really well because then if you do it, she's going to always want you to paint. And so I did. I kind of messed up, you know, painting without taping and all that.
It's funny.
And since then, she's never let me paint.
Oh, I know.
And she does such a good job. I mean, it's a professional. In fact, we just put floors in. She put the floors in.
Now, you told me
Randy,
about that. Randy, well, you got an excuse now that your heart. You can't use your heart. No, but I was going to say, I was just thinking yesterday, and I was going to say to Mark, I said, do you like it that you don't have a honey-do list? That I'm the honey that does the stuff in this house. That I'm the one that just, I don't even ask him to do stuff.
My wife tells me, no, leave that alone. And
well,
I mean,
breaks stuff.
You know the new rule. My wife took all the carpet herself, mm-hmm. took cut up all the carpet off the floor. She did all the painting.
That's the hard part.
Never done before. She got my big
shop bat.
No, saw my big table saw.
Oh.
And cut up wood for trim and made up
wow.
trim and painted all that. And I mean, when you come over,
well, yeah, it's there's something. It's something that's. Gives you satisfaction.
Right.
Some of the stuff you're thinking, I could do this myself, to pay somebody else to come up and do it when I sit here watching them do that.
Now, what we did is we.
But then you're done and you're thinking, hey.
Our upstairs to our family room downstairs.
Oh, yeah, the stairs.
Yeah, we got new carpet for that. It costs over $500 just for the steps going down. I said, what kind of carpet did you buy? Does it have gold in it or what?
I think the installation
says, you've got to have good carpet right there.
I think the insulation probably is harder because you have so much more work. I know, because I was taking my carpet off from my steps when I redid my floors. There had to be like 20 staples in each up all around. And
boom, boom,
it's
boom.
Taken me forever just to take one little step off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it took me like a day just to take the carpet off the steps.
Matt's telling us we only have 3 minutes. Matt, it's only 11:30. I thought we had to 12.
Well, we can do another quick show.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
We can.
Okay. Well, then let's say this, okay?
Okay.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, and we'll pretend that this is another week and we'll do another show.
Yeah.
Your hat off. Huh? I'll put your hat on so it looks like a different show.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Watch me. Hello, everybody.
Well, thanks for watching. And,
How many times have we said goodbye today?
You only one.
He keeps going like this. I thought he was giving me the finger for a second there. I'm going to go, what's the hell did I do? Then I see that. So.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's it for this week.
WKTV, we thank them for letting us borrow their... Studio to be.
And for Matt, who's not the producer, he's not responsible for any of this content. He just runs the podcast board. I want to make sure that we didn't get him in trouble with his mom or anybody thinking that he's the producer, that he's in charge of the content. Remember that?
No, I didn't know. I know he's selling cigarettes to minors, but I didn't. That's all I knew he did. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Same outfit.
Merry Christmas.
Anything goes!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.